Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuba sihlanganise nakulolu suku lwanamhlanje.
We thank the Lord so much that He's brought us together again today.
Sihlanganisile sikuzo indawo esihlangene kuzo ezahlukeneyo emazweni ahlukeneyo ngokunjalo.
And He's brought us together wherever we are in different countries. Whichever location we may find ourselves at.
Siyabonga uhlangana, hlangana osukini lwakhe, hlangana ngalesi sikhathi ukuba simazise njengenkosi nomsindisi wethu.
And we thank the Lord that on this day, His day, we may acknowledge Him.
Simbonga uNkulunkulu ngohlobo lwevangeli asipha lona.
And we thank the Lord for the gospel that He's given us.
Umpostle Paul kwabase Roma uthi angena mahloni ngevangeli ngokuba lingamandla kaNkuluNkulu kube insindiso kulona lo okholwayo kumJuda kuqala nakumGreek.
And the Apostle Paul says in the letter to the Romans that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Siloku esikhona asinamahloni kungamandla evangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
We are what we are, and we're not ashamed of it because it is through the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yakholwa ukuthi umpostle Paul ukhuluma lamazwi phimisela lamazwi ngenxa yezinto ayibona ngenxa yamandla ayewabona amandla kaJesu ngalo ivangeli.
And I believe that Paul could say these things because he witnessed the power of the gospel at work.
Kwinhlanhla kithi ukuthi nathi sibabaze lamandla kube ngathi ugubha umkhosi walamandla aleli ivangeli. Ngomusa elumusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
And we can also celebrate this gospel and the power of the gospel through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Owahlangana nevangeli unofakazi lapha khona kungakanani uNkulunkulu amenzela khona ungakufihla lo.
And whoever has met up with the gospel has got that witness and that testimony within him. Can you hide that?
Ukhona ongafihla ufakazi ukuthi mina kwakumnyama bhuqe kwafika ukukhanya kaNkuluNkulu kwakhanyisa kwasa kwathi nke ungakufihla lokho.
Can anybody hide the fact that it was pitch black dark in my life? Then the light of the gospel came and it pierced the darkness and it brought light.
Uma ngathi akukho lokho khanya kuchaza ukuthi ke alikho nelanga.
If that light is not there, then we can deny that there is something like east or west.
Kodwa singamfakazela umpostle Paul ukuthi lamandla akhuluma ngawo, lamandla afakaza ngawo, siwabonile, siyawazi.
But we can also testify together with the apostle Paul. We have seen this power of the gospel and we've experienced it ourselves personally.
Futhi ngeke ngisho ukuthi angiwaboni manje ngiwabona ngiyabona siphila nje yiwo kuze kube namhlanje yiwo uyena osiqhubayo uyena osilondayo uyena osigcinayo.
Daily we experience and we witness this power of the gospel because it is this power of the gospel which sustains us on a daily basis.
Ngaba isikula mangakhohle ukuthi uNkulunkulu wangicoshaphe ngangekuphi nendawo.
I would be a fool if I would forget where the Lord Jesus found me and where He picked me up from.
Lapha ngithola khona kumnyama bhuqe kodwa wakuletha ukukhanya. Ngiyajabula namhlanje ngoba ngibonga lokhu kukhanya engakuthola ngomusa kaNkuluNkulu.
When He found me, it was dark in my life, but then He brought light into my life. He changed me, and for that I thank Him today.
Siyabonga bazalwane, siyabonga balaleli benkanyezi yokusa umsakazo. ngemkhuleko enisithwele ngayo lapha emishini kwasizabantu.
Thank you, brethren, and we thank you also, listeners of Radio Kwezi, that in these days you are carrying us in your prayers.
Ngeke ngikhohlwe imkhuleko befundisi namazwi akade besihlephulela wona besiqinisa ngawo emsakazweni namhlanje ekuseni. Luzelwa phela uhlelo kusukela ekuqaleni umuntu ejabula ethola imbiko eqinisayo neyenza ukuba sinamathele kulokho uNkulunkulu asibizele kukho.
Even this morning there were many messages of encouragement and prayers that went up on Radio Kwezi from servants of the Lord, and it's those messages of encouragement, those prayers that carry us and enable us to continue with that for which God has called us.
Kuyathinta mawuzo abantu beyilandela ngokwabo bekhumbula lokhu uNkulunkulu abenzela khona kuleli evangeli ngalamandla evangeli.
And it really touches one's heart when you hear different people recalling and reflecting on what God has done in their lives, how he has changed them through this gospel which we have received.
Abanye baze bahuba mahubo bacule becula ngalowo owabasizayo nowabathandayo okukhombayo ukuthi lento ayikho nje ngutsheni ijulile phansi enhlizweni isenzansi enhlizweni kwashamaxhosa bathi lapha yanenzansi kusho ukuthi lento ikubo bayayizwa ubani ongaphika amandla kaNkulunkulu.
And some are so moved that they burst out into song, thanking and praising God for what he's done for them. And that shows one that it's not just in the garments that they are wearing, it's not just something that they put on a Sunday, but it is at the bottom of their hearts, and it comes out from the very depths of their being.
Futhi bese nethemba ukuthi yena lo uNkulunkulu usazosigcina, usazosihola futhi.
And I say, this God who has saved us, our hope is still in him, that even now he will keep us, and in the future he will be with us and he will rescue us from every dire situation.
Impela ngeke simbonge ngokwanele ubaba umfundisi uStekeni ngomsebenzi uNkulunkulu awenze empilweni yakhe ngokushintsha aguqula impilo yakhe yaguqulwa nempilo yethu.
We cannot thank God enough for what he did in the life of Reverend Stegan, how he changed him, how he changed his ministry, and through God's power at work in his life and through his life, that power of the gospel reached us and changed our lives, and we are what we are today because of that gospel. How can we thank God enough?
Kuphela kodwa sibone nempilo eliphila ukuthi kanti ivangeli lenziwa kanje.
We didn't just hear the gospel from him, but we saw the gospel in him, him being a living example, living out that life of Christ.
Uma kukhulunywa ngentobeko ukuthi umuntu uyithoba kanjani, uzehlisa kanjani emdala engaphezu kwakho ekulesi sikhundla kodwa ehlele kuwena ungelutho. Ukuze impela uyizwele ukuthi ngithi baba kulomuntu.
And where he, even at his age and with the position that he has of the as the director of the mission, where he humbles himself to the lowest degree, where you are even ashamed almost because he humbles himself so much to you, but by that you respect him all the more. And you can call him in Zulu Baba.
Ayibongeke sivume ngalokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzayo ngemvuselelo. Safunda izinto eziningi, safunda ukuhamba ngobungcwele. Safunda nokuthi kuyini ukuthi umuntu alungise indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu.
How can we leave this gospel? This gospel through which we learnt how to live a holy life, a pure life, how to be reconciled to God, how to make right your life with God and make peace with him.
USathane uphumile ufuna ukushaya lezi lezinsika zalokhu kholwa abantu abaningi namhlanje bagxeka indlela esiphila ngayo bagxeka indlela esihlangana ngayo ngevangeli bagxeka ukuvunywa kwezono njengento embi njengento engalungile njengabantu abacindezela abantu uyabona ukuhlanekezelwa kwevangeli.
Satan has gone forth in all his fury to try and destroy everything that pertains to this gospel, all the precious things that we've received from God, all those precious truths, those holy truths about being reconciled to God, confessing your sin, walking in the light. All those things are made out to be evil and of the worst things that exist in this world.
Esikushumayelayo ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. Ivangeli okuyilona elihlabayo enhlizweni uhlabeke ngezono zakho.
What we preach is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, which when it reaches you, penetrates your heart, and it convicts you of your sin.
Uma lihlabile izwi likaNkulunkulu alikushiyi nokuthula. Uyahlabeka, uyayizwela unecala, ufuna indlela, ngingakhululeka kanjani kulento encindezele, kulesisono esingiphethe ngalendlela.
And when God's word convicts you of your sin, you have no peace until you get right with God and you look for a way. How can I get peace? How can I get rid of this burden? Because I'm convicted of this sin. And until you come to God with your sin, you've got no peace.
Ungeke mina ngembudane ekhulunywa abantu, kuthiwa hayi lapho kwasiza abantu, ngishumayela ukuvunywa kwezono, ukuvunywa kwezono. Hayi awusazi wena, awulazi lelo vangeli, asilazi thina lelo vangeli. Esikushumayelayo thina, uJesu ebethele esiphambanweni, othi ngomoya wakho ongcwele, ehlele enhlizweni yakho, azokuthinta. Sewuthintekile ngeke uvume nokuthi uphume eminyango la ungayilungisanga leyo nto awuthintwa ngomuntu uthintwa amandla asevangelini lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
And then there are people that accuse Kwasiza Bantu Mission saying that you force people, you compel people to confess their sin. There is no such kind. We do not preach that gospel. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We preach Christ and Him crucified. And when the Holy Spirit, whom He promised us, comes to a person and He convicts you of your sin, nobody has to tell you what you've got to do. You know in your heart, I can't go out of that door with this burden. I've got to bring it to the Lord. I've got to bring it to the light.
Wena ozwelayo, wena osaziyo isono sakho, owaziyo ukuthi hayi khona, nansi into kumele uba ngihlukane nayo, uNkulunkulu angayifuni empilweni yami.
Nobody has to spoon feed you about that. Nobody has to force you to do that. You know it in your own heart. I've got to get peace with God, and this is the way I should go about it.
Enye insumansumane sibuze ukuthi nishada kanjani? Yini ningavumi abantu bashelane bese beze baye emshadweni uhluke ngani kumuntu wasezweni makuzokwenzeka okunjengalokho.
And then the other thing that we are attacked about is the way we get married. They say, why don't you allow relationships and courting and flirting before marriage? That is so wonderful if young people can do that and they can get married in that way. Tell me, if that's the way you do it, how are you any different to the world?
Sishunyayezwe ivangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu, ongeke ube namahloni ngalo, noma uqhamuka kwiziphe ezinye inkolo, ukwazi ukuma, nakho kumhlophe, nakho kweBhayibheli, nakho kuthandwa uNkulunkulu.
With this gospel, we can stand unashamed before the whole world. We can go to all nations, to all different religions, whatever kind of people there are in this world, and we can hold the standard before them and say, this is the standard of God's holiness and His purity. We do not need to be ashamed of it.
Futho kumele ukuba kwazeke ukuthi lapha emishini kuza umuntu oyizwelayo ukuthi abe khona afuna ukuqhuba ngendlela oqhutshwa ngayo akekho umuntu odonswayo akekho futhi umuntu ophoqwayo umuntu mayizela ngale ndlela ekuthanda uyamukeleka kodwa futhi uma ngabe engasakuthanda sefuna ukuyihambela uzovinjwa ubani.
On the other hand, bear in mind, nobody is forced to come to the mission. Nobody is forced to obey the gospel that we have received. It's up to you. You can come, you can receive it, and if you don't like it anymore, you can go. You are free to take your hat and leave. Nobody's going to keep you here. And that's why I say we're not ashamed of this gospel which separates things. It separates the wheat from the chaff.
Singasho sithi qhubekani bazalwane nisithandazele nisithandazise. Siyawudinga kakhulu umkhuleko. Siyandinga kakhulu ukwenza kwenye nikwenze namhlanje nangezinye insuku kusiqinisile kusithokozisile kakhulu.
So brethren, please continue bearing us up in your prayers before the Lord, before his mercy throne, his seat of mercy. That which you've done in the past and the messages that we've received of encouragement, please continue with that. Continue to support us. We really need it.
Uzewasho omunye wathi hawu kwangathi lokho kwenzakalayo kungathela ithelwe izinhle ezinkulu kube ukuhamba okukhulu kwevangeli.
Somebody mentioned, who knows, maybe God can use this very situation that the message of the gospel can go out more than ever before.
Nathi siza siyithoba phambi kaNkulunkulu sithi Nkosi lesi sikhathi lesi akube isikhathi la siphambi kwakho la sicwala khona la sicwaninga khona uma kukhona okubi Nkosi sivezele sikulungise ukuze sibe nokuthula phambi kwakho.
We also at this time experience this as a very special time where we are before God. We are, so to say, in his furnace where he's purifying us and sanctifying us. And we say, Lord, if there's anything that you see in my life that is displeasing to you, please deal with it and point it out to me, Lord, that I may come to you and make it right and be before you as you want me to be. That is what we are praying for. That is what we desire in these difficult days. But we trust in God more than ever. We believe in him more than ever. We trust him and rely on him more than ever.
Yena lo wayekhona ekuqaleni ukhona manje sazoba khona ekugcineni futhi.
He who was in the beginning is there now and will be there in the future.
Asikhuleke.
Let us pray.
Baba sezulwini siyabonga ngomusa wakho.
Our heavenly Father, thank you for your grace.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu kusigcina kwakho.
Thank you Lord Jesus for keeping us.
Sibonga umusa ogcinwa esandleni sakho.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace to be kept by your hand. And we plead with you, our loving Heavenly Father, be with us even during this service. Lord, remember us here where we are in Nkosi Zabantu Mission. May we see your glory. May we see your power through all that which happens around us. We thank you, Lord, that we may have your word. Would you please bless it to our hearts? Work through the power of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngicela ukuthi siyezwini leNkosi emaBhayibhelini ethu. Sifunde incwadi ngokwevangeli ngokaMathewu sahluko seshumi nanhlanu ivesi qale vesini lamashumi amabili nomuvo.
We read from Matthew 15 and verse 21.
Ivangeli ngoka Matthew sahloko seshumi nanhlano sizoqala ukufunda endimeni yamashumi amabili nanye sifunda ngalowo wesifazane waseKhanani.
We read there concerning the Canaanite woman.
UJesu ephuma lapho wamunga waye emaphandleni aseThire naseSidoni.
And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon.
Bheka kwavela emkhawulweni yakhona wesifazane waseKhanani wakhala wathi ngihawukele Nkosi indodana kaDavide indodakazi yami ikhwelwe kabi yidimoni.
And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon."
Kepha akamphendulanga ngazwi. Base besondela kuye abafundi bakhe, bamncenga bathi, "Mukise ngokuba uyakhala emva kwethu."
But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us."
Kodwa waphendula wathi, "Angithunyelwanga kwabanye kuphela ezimveni ezilahlekileyo zendlu yakwa-Israyeli."
He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
Waphendula wathi, kepha wayeseza wakhuleka kuye wathi, "Nkosi, ngisize."
But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me."
Waphendula wathi, "Akukuhle ukuthatha isinkwa sabantwana usiphonse ezinjaneni."
And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
Yena wathi, "Yebo, Nkosi. Kepha nezinjana zidla imvuthuluko ewetafuleni labaninizo."
She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
Khona uJesu waphendula wathi kuye, "Mame, kukhulu ukholwa kwakho, makube kuwe njengokuthanda kwakho." Indodakazi yakhe yasinda kusukela kuleso sikhathi.
Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly.
Mame, kukhulu ukholwa kwakho, makube kuwe njengokuthanda kwakho. Indodakazi yakhe yasinda kusukela kuleso sikhathi.
O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that moment.
Lana sithola indaba esifundisa okuningi kakhulu.
Here we find an incident that teaches us much.
Simbona ngenye indlela uJesu ukuthi ungubani.
Here we see Jesus through different eyes.
Yebo uze ukuzosiza ukuzokhulula abantu ngokwezidingo zabo ezahlukeneyo.
Yes, he did come to seek and to save and to help people according to their various needs.
Kodwa esikutholayo ngalona wesifazane waseKhanani sithi akutholile ukuthole ngoba ephikelela entweni enhle.
But what we find in the life of this Canaanite woman was she received what she received through her perseverance.
Uma ubuka indaba yakhe nangendlela okwenzeke ngayo, ubona nje ukuthi konke ayekuthola kwakunegative nje, kunegative kuphambana naye nje.
And the whole way that things developed until she received her request, there were just negative responses. Everything just seemed negative.
Esikutholayo lana siyathola ukuthi lona wesifazane waseKhanani kwakungesiyena umJudakazi, wayengowezizwe.
Firstly, she was not a Jewess. She was a Canaanite woman.
Kodwa ke engelona iJuda utholakale kule ndawo akhulele kuyona kuyona nalapho uJesu amfica kuyona behlangana khona njengoba sizwa isidingo sakhe.
But here in the area and the region where she grew up, she met up with the Lord Jesus, as we heard.
Kodwa nokho noma waye kule ndawo ayekuyona kusho ukuthi khona ayekuzwile ngoJesu.
But even though she was where she was, she had heard something about Jesus.
Ngoba siyezwa lana ukuthi uJesu wasuka waye emaphandleni aseThire naseSidoni. Kuyilapha abahlangana khona bebona khona lo wesifazane oza enesidingo enesicelo.
Because Jesus had actually withdrawn himself to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And it was there that this Canaanite woman met up with him with this very great need that she had.
Uhambo no hambo luka Jesu ayihamba wayenza umsebenzi kusesemini eqonda ukuthi kuyeza ukuhlwa la ngeke kusebenze khona umuntu.
Wherever Jesus went, he did God's work, knowing that the night is coming where no man can work.
Wayeqonda uJesu ukuthi isikhathi sakhe sifushane kumele awenze umsebenzi athunyelwe wona.
He knew his time was short to do that work and accomplish that for which he had been sent.
Okumele sikwazi eqaleni nje ukuthi uJesu khona umsebenzi akawufikele okumele ukuba ufezeke empilweni yami nasempilweni yakho nakulolu suku lwanamhlanje.
Let us understand that Jesus came with a purpose in mind to accomplish something in your and my life, and he's even got a purpose for this day in your and my life.
Yesinye isikhathi uJesu wakuswelekile ukuba dabule eSamaria ngoba kwakukhona isidingo kuleyo ndawo.
And another occasion, Jesus had to go through Samaria because there was something that required him to go through that region.
Kukhona okwakumele ahlangane naye, okwakumele ukuba kusweleke bahlangane naye, ahlangane nalamandla ensindiso kaJesu.
And then there was somebody who had that appointment to meet with Jesus and to meet with the saving power of the Lord Jesus in that place.
Ngakho kwakumfanele ukuba dabule ahambe la kwakunesidingo khona ngoba wayeholeleka la kunabantu abanesidingo bedinga usizo nosindiso lwakhe.
And that is why he had to go through that area, because there were some who needed his help and were waiting there for him to help them.
Ngokusebenza kwakhe kulezo ndawo, ngokusebenza kwakhe endaweni eningi enzima ngaliso eqinisa suthisa abantu ababelambile, leyo mbiko yafinyelela kubantu abaningi.
Wherever he went, he spread the good news of the kingdom of God. He did amazing things, saving people, healing people, feeding people, and the news concerning that spread throughout the area.
Mayefika lapha nangulona wesifazane waseKhanani wayezwile ngoJesu. Mayezwile sebona ukuthi uye lo wabona ukuthi nali ithuba lami.
And this woman from Tyre and Sidon, this Canaanite woman, had also heard of Jesus. And when she saw him, she said, "This is my opportunity. I cannot let it go by."
Kuthiwa mayembona wakhala, "Nkosi, ngihawukele, indodakazi yami ikhwelwe idimoni."
When she saw him, she cried out. She said, "O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me."
Okumangalisayo ukuthi yayiqonda nokuthi lona indodana kaDavid njengempumputhe eyayikhala nayo izwa ukuthi uJesu lo dabula ngala, yathi, "Jesu, indodana kaDavid, ngihawukele." Bona kukhala okufanayo, kukhala kwesidingo esifanayo.
Amazing that she even knew him to be the Son of David, just like the blind man who cried out and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Both of them had a great need, and both of them had a similar cry.
Sesingabuka lana sibuka abafundi indlela abaphendula ngayo kulesi simo.
Now let's just have a look at how did the disciples respond to this situation.
Siyabona la kulesi simo ukuthi ungakanani umsebenzi obusadinga kuba wenzeke kubafundi benkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
And here we see what great work still needed to be done in their lives.
Indlela abathatha ngayo lo wesifazane onesidingo, buka nje, zwana nje ukuthi bezwani babonani bona ngalesi sikhathi.
Just look at the way they treat this woman. This woman with such great need, this woman who was desperate, but look at their attitude towards her.
Mawubuka isimo uqonde noma bebekhathele kakhulu noma bebelambe kakhulu.
Now, when you look at this, you're not sure what the problem was. Were they maybe extremely tired, exhausted? Were they hungry? What was their problem?
Boqaphela kakhulu ukuthi mawukhathele noma ulambile. Qaphela isimo sakho ngoba makufika umuntu ezobuza into funa umphendule ngenye indlela funa ungezwelani naye kuleso simo sakhe.
Be very careful when you are tired, when you are hungry, when somebody comes to you with a need, that you don't just shun that person, that you don't just push them off and give them just a harsh answer, and when you don't have any empathy with them.
Qaphela ukuthi ungamthathi ngolaka lo muntu. Qaphela ukuthi ungamthathi usenyameni. Qaphela ukuthi ungamthathi ngemizwa yakho. Kuphambane konke aze ngakho nalokhu wena okukho, nalokhu wena okubonayo nokuzwayo ngalesi sikhathi.
Be very careful that you do not respond in the flesh according to your feelings and not in the way that the Lord wants you to.
Abafundi baqhamuka bona bathi Nkosi lo muntu sibangela umsindo.
The disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, this woman is making such a noise.
Msuse ngamanye amazwi usibangela umsindo.
Send her away. She's making a noise. She's crying out after us.
Kufana ncimishi nokwenzeka kuleyo nsizwa leyo eyayimpumputhe nayizwile ngoJesu izokhala. Jesu indodana kaDavide ngihawukele. Bathu bangumsindo.
Just like the crowd responded to the blind man when he cried out to Jesus for help and they say just be quiet. You're making a noise.
Nalo nabafundi msuse Nkosi uba ngumsindo emva kwethu.
And here the disciples say Lord, send her away, for she's crying out after us.
Iphambene le.
This is contrary.
Lona wesifazane uzwile ngemsebenzi enziwa uJesu.
This woman had heard about the work of the Lord Jesus.
Maye sebona ukuthi uye lona ubona ukuthi yena yaqaqeka inkinga yami.
And when she saw him, she saw in that the solution to her problem.
Uyena wabona ithuba elihle, wabona isikhathi esihle, wabona impendulo yakhe kule nkinga yakhe.
She saw a wonderful opportunity, the answer to her prayer.
Kodwa yini ahlangana nayo?
But what does she meet up with?
Abafundi abahamba noJesu, mukisi uba ngumsindo.
A cold shoulder from the disciples of the Lord Jesus, send her away.
Qaphela mhlobo wami, khona abantu abazofika kuwe befuna usizo, bayalithola noma bafika bagodole, bafika baphelelwa amandla ngenxa yesimo senhliziyo yakho ngaleso sikhathi.
Brother, sister, be very careful. When somebody comes to you with a need, when they're in need for help, how do you respond? Do they get a cold shoulder from you because of maybe what's going on in your heart at that time?
Kubona ngalesi sikhathi kwaba sobala ukuthi ke lokhu okwenzakala njengamanje isicefe lesi into esingayifuni lena umsindo lona akasuke la lo muntu umsindo odwa sibangela wona.
To them, she was just a nuisance. She was just irritating them and they just wanted to get rid of her.
Ngaphezu kwalokho uJesu uqobo lwakhe kuthiwa akamphendulanga ngazwi.
And on top of that, the Bible tells us that Jesus answered her not a word.
Yesu akamphendulanga ngazwi esidingweni sakhe.
Jesus did not answer her a word concerning her need.
Base besondela kuye abafundi bakhe bamncenga bathi mukise ngokuba uyakhala emva kwethu. Kodwa waphendula wathi angithunyelwanga kwabanye kuphela ezimvini ezilahlekileyo zendlu yakwa-Israyeli.
And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she's crying out after us." And he answered, "I was sent to none other than the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
Impendulo kaJesu lana isobala, angithunyelwanga kwabanye. Umsebenzi wami awuqondene nabanye abantu. Useyimvini elahlekileyo zakwa-Israyeli, abaJuda labo.
So his answer was clear. "I didn't come for the others. I've come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
Engikufikele khona ngizosiza, ngizosindisa bakithi. Angizela abanye abantu, angizela ezinye izizwe. Anginamsebenzi walutho nabanye abantu.
Which can mean I've only come for our people, for our nation, not for anybody else.
Cabanga ukuthi lokho ungakudumaza kangakanani, ungaphelelwa kangakanani amandla uma ungakuthatha nje kunjalo ungabhekanga olunye uhlangothi.
Just imagine how discouraging such an answer would be to you if you received such an answer, if you didn't see any further than that.
Lo wesifazane bengasuka shingile ahambe athi, "Oh, ebengizwile kanti ngangezwanga kahle, ayikho lento."
She could have turned around, walked away, upset, and said, "So it's all of no avail, this which I heard. It's not true. There's nothing of the kind."
Ngicabanga ukuthi bangakanani abajike endleleni yokusizakala ngoba benaka isimo ababhekene naso ngaleso sikhathi.
How many people do not turn around short of receiving help because they just look at the immediate circumstances?
Bangakanani abantu abathi bengilindele ukuthi hawu kanti indaba iqhansa umqhansa ongaka kanti ijule kangaka ashingile umuntu abheke emuva.
How many people don't come for help, and when they get to the place of help they say, "I didn't expect it to be like this. Is it such a steep mountain to climb? I'm not prepared for this."
Bangakanani abantu abafika evangelini bathi, "Hayi, bengithi mina kuyabuswa nje kudliwa ice cream lana kanti indaba ijule kangaka baphindele emuva."
How many people come to the gospel and they say, "I didn't realize it's got to do with the cross. I thought it's eating ice cream every day. I'm not prepared for this."
Bengalindele mina ukuthi usuku nosuku kumele ngithwale isiphambano, kumele ngigobe, kumele ngithobe. Bengithi mina, "Hayi, se freeway lana kwenza okuthandayo, senkululekweni lapha." Kanti kunje ashikile umuntu abheke emuva.
I didn't realize you have to pick up your cross. You've got to die daily to yourself. I thought you'll just be free. You can enjoy life. It's a freeway.
Omunye acasula ukuthi, "Hawu, bengithi mina ngize kubazalwana, abazalwana banje kanti baphendulana kanje, ayikho lento, shingile umuntu abheke emuva."
Some may even say, "Well, I thought I came to believers. Can they answer you so rudely? I'm on my way."
Abafundi bamnikeza impendulo negative, akafuna akahambe. UJesu akamphenduli ngazwi, ube ngavela aphelelwe amandla lona athi, "Ayikho lento, ngidelile, ngiyibonele, angitshelwanga muntu, ngiyibonele, ayikho lento engizwa ngayo."
Jesus didn't answer a word. Then the disciples said, "She must be sent away." They were upset. She could have turned around upset and said, didn't have time for her. She could have turned around upset and said, "Well, I'm on my way. All that I heard isn't true. There's no help available here."
Kodwa lapha ngithanda amazwi alo wesifazane. Uthi, "Noma bengesikhono kwami, noma ngabaqondene nami, kodwa Nkosi ngiyakudinga."
But I love her answer where she said, "Even if this is not meant for me, but I need this help. I can't go without it."
Noma uJesu ekhuluma ukuthi hayi khona lesi singwa sabelwa abantwana kusone senjanana, kodwa nangi lo wesifazane, "Ngiyaqonda Nkosi, Angithini nokuthi ngibuzwe ngiyaqonda ukuthi nginjanyana. Angisiyena umntwana. Kodwa nokho.
And where Jesus said it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs. She didn't mind even being called or associated with a dog. She said, I'm prepared to submit to that, but if only I can receive those crumbs.
Kuyabonakala lo wesifazane ukuthi besingakanani isidingo sakhe.
And one can see how serious her need was to her.
Mhlobo wami, mangabe ungakayazi inkinga yakho, usenkingeni kwawena.
If you don't know what your need is, you are in dire need.
Uma ungazi ukuthi uzele kuphi evangelini, uzele kuphi kuJesu, inkingi kuwe.
If you don't know and you don't realize what help you need from the Lord Jesus, what help you need from the gospel, the problem lies with you.
Kodwa kuloze kuJesu eqonde funazi, kuyikuphi akufunayo noma kubizani noma impendulo zinegative kangakanani. Ngiyakwazi engikufunayo, ngiyakwazi engikufuna kulo engize kuye.
But the one who knows what their need is, who come to the Lord Jesus knowing what it is that they ask of him, it doesn't matter to them what negative responses they receive, they persevere and they push through till they receive help.
Omunye akusiza ukubale kuphindele emuva, ushingile ubheke emuva, phindele emuva ungasizakalanga, hlolisisa. Ubani lona okunikeza impendulo? Ubani lona ochilizayo? Ngabe uJesu na?
Now you who turn around and you go back upset, unhelped, tell me, what caused you to turn around? Was it the Lord Jesus or was it the answer of his disciples?
Impendulo yalo sifazane ikhombisa ukuphikelela, ikhombisa intobeko. Akanandaba nakho konke lokhu. Okushuwa abantu ngaye okwakha inkingi nendodakazi. Inkingi sendodakazini yayo lenegulayo ephethe umoya omubi.
We see the humble attitude of this woman. She was prepared to submit. She was prepared to persevere because she wanted her daughter to get help.
Wawungenzenjani wena?
What would you have done?
Wawungenzenjani wena?
What would you have done?
Ngibuza kuwena umntwana kaNkuluNkulu umzalwane.
You child of God, you believer.
Ngoba abazalwane kulesikhathi balimala kalula.
Because today Christians have got such long toes, you easily tread on their toes.
Abanye abazalwane abaningi kulesikhathi banjengathi baba banjengochocolate abancibikala elangeni.
And you get many Christians who are very sweet like chocolate, but they melt when the sun gets hot.
Abakwazi ukuma ilanga maselishisa kakhulu bayahluleka baphindele emuva.
When the sun gets hot, they fail, they melt, and they turn around and go back.
Uma behlangana nezimo ezilukhuna endleleni yabo bayabuzana bethi hayi makunje alikho ithemba siphindele emuva.
When they meet up with difficulty, with opposition, then they say, oh, I didn't expect it to be like this. I'm not prepared to go on this way, and they go back.
Ngingathi isimo salo wesifazane isona sithintayo mawulalela indaba yakhe.
Now, if you look at the attitude of this woman, it really stirs your heart.
Bangakanani abantu abalinyazwa izimo, abalinyazwa iattitude yabo. Vele nje umuntu isimo somuntu akuyonto ongechaza, uyichaza ukuthi imbala muni nje nje. Kodwa isimo leso sivele siqede konke. Ungamnqanda kanjani umuntu? Ungayinqanda kanjani iattitude ekumuntu ngoba yiyo emlahle kusela izinto eziningi.
And how many people don't lose out because they've got the wrong attitude? And it's something very difficult to describe and very difficult to put in concrete terms, but just if you've got the wrong attitude, you lose out on everything.
Babuyele emuva khona manje baphelelwe amandla khona manje amehla baqalaza emuva khona manje akusayeki phambili banovalo ngekusasa akuyeki phambili ngenxa yesimo nje abahlangane naso ngaleso sikhathi.
Such people are timid people. They turn around so quickly. They become fearful of the future so quickly, and they're not prepared to persevere and go through, and they go back.
Kodwa lona wesifazane ehlangana neimpendulo ezinegative eyiphikisana eyiphambene nalokho acelayo akumthena ngamandla kwamenza ukuthi aye phambili kwamenza ukuthi aphokophelele ukuya phambili kwamenza ukuba kuzuze lokho ayekufuna.
But every negative response that this woman received made her only more determined than before. She persevered. It was as if with the opposition and the negative responses, her strength only increased.
No, Miss Simosa, Kesseling, and Eswanes in Janiana, Wobipendulo, Jesu, the Isin Quais Abantuana, Tunelo Bangniges Abantuana, Ang Tunelo Gubang Sniggers as in Janine.
And even when it was implied that she was a dog, when Jesus said it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, that she didn't even mind about that.
Abanye bebezomangaliswa yikho lokho kanjani Jesu ndodana kaNkulunkulu abiza umuntu ngenja.
Some people would say, this cannot be Jesus, the Son of God. How can he call anybody a dog?
Engalinganisa lo muntu nenja.
How can he imply that this person is a dog?
Lo muntu kusho ukuthi engathola isabelo esilingana nezinja.
Can this person only receive a portion that is fitting to a dog?
Lokho akufunayo lo akufunayo kuJesu yini uJesu ebeseqhathanisa nezinja chaza ukuthi mina nginja.
How does Jesus use this example of throwing children's bread to the dogs? Does he now by that say I'm a dog?
Uma lamazwe abefikelele lapha eNingizimu neAfrika kulesi sikhathi ulinganisa umuntu nenja ucabanga ukuthi kusile lokho ubengezokhomba umuzo onotshwala maye khulume kanjalo eNingizimu neAfrika.
What do you think would have been the response here in South Africa and social media if anybody would have said something like that and that would have come to light? I tell you, the media would have had a feast day on that, and that person would have slept in jail that night.
Bekuba indaba endabeni hayo suku lodwa inyanga awuyazini.
I tell you, the media would have a feast day on that. They would write articles not just for one day, for days and weeks.
Kodwa nokho uJesu kulesi sikhathi kanti ubhizi uyamvivinya uyamvivinya kulokho akufunayo ukufuna ngempela noma usemdlalweni.
But through this, Jesus was testing her caliber, testing to see, does she really want this? Is she really serious about this or not?
Bangaki kithi abazoyiphasa itest kaNkulunkulu lapha esivivinyo.
How many of us would pass God's test when he tests us?
Bangaki kithi abazokuma lapho qhamuka ivivinyo ziqhamuka endleleni yethu. Bangaka bazokuma, bangaka bazophikelela.
How many will stand? How many will persevere? How many will pass when God puts us in the test?
Bangakanani abazobheka emuva? Bangakanani abazofulathela? Bese bethi hayi khona amazwi anje akhulumeka kanjani kuthina ngalendlela baphindele emuva washiye phansi ivangeli.
How many will persevere? And how many will turn back and say, how can somebody speak to me like this? Who do they think they are? And go back.
Bangakikitha bangazofinyelela kulizulu bebanjwa indaba yakwasiza abantu lena abazama ukuyipenda bemnyama bese bephelelwa amandla bethi asayi phambili sehlehlele emuva.
How many are going to lose out on heaven through Kwasiza Bantu mission being painted so pitch black that you don't want to touch it with a pole? And where people say, well, if that is the case, I don't want this gospel, and they turn their back on it.
Bangakanani abazophikelela bethi noma sipendwe sinje noma sibizwa ngezinja kunje kodwa siyazi esikufunayo siyakwazi esifuna ukuba yikho.
And how many are there that will persevere no matter how black they may be painted, no matter what they may be called, dogs or whatnot? But they say, we'll persevere, we'll stay true to God, we'll stay true to his word.
Sibingelele ukuthi ngakanani uJesu asenzela khona ngevangeli lakhe.
Where they say, we know what Jesus has done for us through the gospel. How can we look back? How can we go back through all the answers that we've received and through all those things that are spoken about us? Think about Judas. Who was very close to Jesus. They were the chosen out few, the 12 disciples, who walked with the Lord Jesus, who had an intimate relationship with him, and who could experience and witness things that many others didn't.
But
look at what Judas did. After a long period, walking with Jesus, side by side, being present where he was working, Judas dropped Jesus like a hot potato for 30 pieces of silver.
Is
that the price for Jesus to betray him? Are you prepared to betray him? Is that his value to you? 30 pieces of silver? You can recall his words. You were there when he spoke, when he taught. You sat at table with him and you ate with him. And today you turn your back on him. And this woman admitted, she said, look, I'm worth nothing. I'm less than a dog. I'm not a Jew. I'm not of the Jewish nation. I'm just a Canaanite. There was no debate about it with her. She said, oh, I'm like a dog, doesn't matter, but there's something which I need.
Even Paul,
the great apostle, had nothing to boast about. He said, I am the greatest of sinners, and Christ has demonstrated his mercy by saving me, the greatest of sinners. I persecuted the Christians. I'm not even prepared to be called an apostle, but I am what I am through the grace of God. He said, what have I got to boast about? I was the one who was in the lead of persecuting Christ and his disciples. How can I even stand before him? I'm unworthy even to take his word into my mouth. And to realize how unworthy a person is that you can even preach the gospel because you are once his enemy.
Kumbulu Asaf. Uasafana walagangane, kalagangane, ashelele, ngoba wasuka buka abantu wakhohle ukubuka kwintando kaNkulunkulu.
And Asaph said, my feet almost slipped because I look at the prosperity of the wicked. He took his eyes off God and he looked at the wicked.
Aw, masiphakamisa amehlethu. Sibona kwasemhlabeni, sibona ingcebo yomhlaba noma kanjani sizosuka kulokho kuyintando kaNkulunkulu. Silibale ezinye izinto, silibale imali.
If we take our eyes off Jesus and we look up and we look at the world and we look at what the world has to offer, the splendor of the world, all the wealth of the world, the fame of the world, surely you'll go astray. You lose out because the love of money is the root of all evil.
U-Asafa naye wabona inkululeko yabantu, wabona impumelelo yabo, wabona ukuthi mina ngicindezelekile, ngihluphekile ngila, ngihluphelize umphefumulo wami. Hey, wasizwa into eyodwa ukuba ngene ethempelini. Cishe kashalela, cishe ngawa, cishe ngafa, cishe ngashiya indlela yami. Ngoba ngasuka ngabona abanye abantu, ngabona impumelelo yabo. Susa amehlo akho kuJesu wabhekise kubantu, uzowubona umphumela.
And Asaph looked at the people. He saw how carefree they were, how healthy they were. They were enjoying their lives. And he said, oh, I have troubled myself in vain by keeping my heart clean and pure. If you take your eyes off Jesus, just see what will be the outcome of your life. What helped him in the end was that he went into the temple and then he saw their end. And that's what will help you as well.
Noma ngabe sihlangana nesimo esinzima kangakanani, noma sihlushwa kangakanani, okwethu ukuyigcina simsulwa, okwethu ukuyigcina sihlanzekile, okwethu ukubuka kwethu sibuke uNkulunkulu singabuki njengabantu.
Friend, no matter what difficulty, no matter what persecution, what hardship you need to endure, one thing is your duty: to keep your heart clean and pure before God, to keep your eyes fixed on Him and not to look at other things.
Ngoba kwabanye kunjenje nje kungenxa yamagqhubu eminyaka asenhlizweni angazange asetshenzwe aqhamuka manje.
Some people are in the state which they're in due to grudges of years that they're carrying in their heart, and they are consumed by those grudges till today.
Kodwa isimo salona wesifazane waseKhanani sasi positive. Wayekufuna okuhle kulo muntu amzwile futhi ebona ukuthi ithuba lakhe lokugcina leli ngeke asizakale endawo.
This woman had a healthy positive attitude. She said, here is my opportunity now. I'm not going to let it slip through my fingers. Here is the person who can help me, and I'm going to persevere until he helps me.
Noma bengamazi noma ngazange ngihlangane naye, kodwa ngizwile ngaye ukuthi lo wenza imangaliso zini engangisiza nami kule nhlupheko engibhekene nayo.
Even though I've never met him before, I've heard about him, I've heard about his power, and I'm sure that he can help me in this need that I have.
Ngithanda impendulo yakhe.
I love her answer.
Uyavuma ukuthi uyinja.
She submits to the fact that she's associated with the dog.
Akakwazi ukuphika lokho ukuthi akasiye umntwana, akasiyena umJuda yena.
She cannot deny the fact that she's not one of the children, she's not a Jew.
Kodwa nokho.
Nevertheless,
nezinjanyana ziyayidla imvuthuluka ewetafuleni labanikazi bazo.
She said, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
Noma singangifanele isinkwa, kodwa imvuthu nje injana ziyithola ewetafuleni.
Even if I don't get bread, but at least the crumbs, Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
Mhlobo wami, akudingi sifuna okuningi. Funeka sifune le mvushwana nje. Sifuneka sifune lokho okwetafuleni okuzosindisa, okuyosinika indlela eya phambili. Singafuni okuningi.
Friends, we don't need something great, something that looks amazing. Those which are crumbs from the Lord Jesus, they are sufficient to provide in our needs.
Asiqoshele mvuthwana yalesi singwa kukhona siyokuthola nathi kukhona isibusiso siyosithola salesi singwa.
Let us pick up those crumbs, and through those crumbs we'll receive a blessing from God.
Umusa ukubalekelana nevangeli, musa ukubalekelana nesibusiso sevangeli, nesibusiso salemvuselelo.
Why run away from blessing? Why run away from that which will help you? Why run away from the revival? Come and receive the crumbs from God that you may be helped in your life.
Yini ulalela abantu abaphikisana nokusebenza kaNkuluNkulu lana? Yini uyinika isikhathi nabo? Yini uvumela ukxovwa? Yini uvumela ukuthi ube kulesi simo sokungakholwa nosokumesaba uNkuluNkulu? Ngenxa yokuthi nje ulandela abantu abagcina ngezinto ezingenakukusiza ngokomoya.
Why do you allow people to deceive you? Why do you allow people to confuse you? Why do you allow people to rob you from this gospel of salvation? And you only see the outcome of your life, the loss of your faith.
Uthi lona wesifazane inkosi ngiyaqonda angena umntwana mina angena umjuda kodwa noma ngingafanele kukhona engakuthola okwalabantu abangabajuda.
This woman said, Lord, even though I'm not a Jew, even though I'm not part of the children, but there is something, those crumbs that I receive can receive from you, which will provide in my need. What do you want, child of God? What are you determined about? Do you want those loaves of bread, or are you prepared for the crumbs?
Kodwa sifike endaweni lapho uJesu ebabaza khona ukukholwa kwalomuntu.
And then we get to the point where Jesus is astounded and amazed about this woman's faith.
Kuyona konke lokhu kuvivinywa obekukhona. Ukuvivinywa kaJesu. Impendulo zalo wesifazane ziyanyakazisa inhliziyo kaJesu.
Jesus was testing this woman, and through her answers that she gave, he was amazed. His heart was touched. Jesus says, I've never met up with such great faith. I've never come across such faith.
Ngisho kulaba abangabantwana zange ngikubone ukholwa okunje.
Even amongst the children of Israel, the children of the kingdom, I've not seen such faith.
Ngisho kulaba abakhethiweyo, abawuhlanga, ababajuda, bengingakakuboni engikubona kulo wezizwe.
Even in the chosen nation, the Jews, I haven't seen such faith which I see in this woman who is a Canaanite. For Jesus saw her heart. Our great friends, is the matter of a person's heart.
Jeremiah
says of the heart is wicked and evil. Who can understand it? You cannot grasp it. For it deceives even the heart's
owner.
There where you are, do you realize how often your heart has deceived you?
Abantu basemaceleni bayona ingozi, kodwa ingozi kakhulu ile nhliziyo eseduze nawe, ekuxoxela izinto, ekunikeza amacebo ahlukeneyo, angakisi uNkulunkulu akushonise emuva.
Let me tell you who's your greatest danger. It's not the people around you, it's your very own heart that is so close to you, and this heart that insinuates certain things and tells you certain things, and you believe it, and it leads you into perdition.
Ungabuka namanje umntonsiswano khona phakathi kwenhliziyo yakho. Inhliziyo ingafuna ukuthi wenze okuyintando kaNkulunkulu, ifuna ukufaka ehlathini, ifuna ukufaka entandweni yayo.
Look at the tug of war going on in your heart right now, being pulled in different directions, and your heart not wanting you to be pulled in the direction of the Lord and of His gospel.
Futhi omunye angenzeka ngikhuluma nje sekusele okuncane nje ukuthi awele ngapha isitha singakhona ngoba sesimzuzile sesimdonsile walalela ekugcineni wadonseleka ngakhona.
And with some there's only a little bit that remains until you fall into the camp of the enemy, because you've already been pulled along by your heart to such an extent that only a little bit remains and you totally fall into the enemy's camp.
Inhliziyo yakho imbi sona sitha sakho sokugcina ngoba siyakululeka siyakutshela izinto esikhathe esiningi eziphambene nokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
Your heart is evil and wicked, and it leads you to different things that are contrary to God.
Uthu Jesu azange ikubone ukholwa okunjengalokhu kube ngathi kuyamphaphamisa ukubuka indlela yomuntu oshisekelayo lokho akufunayo kuJesu wakhe.
Jesus said, I've never seen such great faith, and this is what Jesus was looking for in her and in other people's lives. I don't know, when Jesus looks at you and me, what does he find?
I don't know if he looks at you and me, what does he find?
When Jesus looks at my life, does he get hope, or does he say, oh my, it was in vain that I bled and died on the cross and received those scars and those wounds in my hands and my feet when I look at the life of so-and-so?
Kodwa le nkulumo yalo wesifazane yenza ukuba uJesu alibale manje naye ukuzwa inkinga yakhe ngoba usembathe umfaka la uyaphumelela, umlethela lokhu uyaphumelela. Jesu ufuna ukubona manje isimo salo wesifazane uyamangala ngokukholwa kwakhe angakaze akubone.
And here Jesus is amazed at this woman's faith. Whatever he put before her, whatever obstacle, she persevered until she got to the point where she received the help that she needed.
Oh, lo wesifazane wayezolahlekelwa isibusiso sakhe uma wayezolalela inhliziyo yakhe alalela impendulo aseyitholile. Wayezophuma enyukubele engasizakalanga engakutholanga ekufuna.
Oh, she would have lost out had she listened to her own feelings and her own heart and maybe just took those answers on face value. She would have turned away with a long coffee pot face and never would her daughter have been saved.
UJesu lokhu lwalo wesifazane kumkhumbuza enyincekwe yekhulu yaseRoma nayo eyeza kuyena uJesu ifuna ukuba isizakale ngoba kusizakale umntwana wakhe wayegula.
And I'm reminded of that Roman centurion who also came to the Lord Jesus because his son was very sick, or his child was very sick.
Uthi lona induna lona yekhulu, hawu Nkosi, angifanele mina. Angifanele nokuthi uzungene ophahleni lwami.
And he said, Lord, I'm not even worthy that you should come beneath my roof.
Nkosi, ngubani mina ukuthi wena ungangena endlini yami?
Lord, who am I that you should enter into my house?
Nkosi, khuluma igama nje. Kuzokwenzeka, izothinteka, izophila ingane yami. Awudingi nokuthi uyayithandazela, akudingi nokuthi uyithinte ngezandla. Khuluma nje Nkosi.
Lord, I'm a man of command, and I know if you just speak the word, you don't have to come into my house, you don't have to come and stand and pray there with my son, but there where you are, Lord, if you just speak a word, he'll be healed.
UJesu amangala ebona ukukholwa kwalomuntu okholwa ngalendlela ukuthi engafikanga endlini yakhe kukhona okungenzeka ekulendawo kuyona noJesu.
And Jesus even there was amazed and astounded at the faith of this man, who had that faith that Jesus didn't have to come to his house, but he could just speak a word where he was, and his child would be healed.
Okubalulekile la mayifika indodana yomuntu kazi yokufica yini ukukholwa phakathi kwethu.
When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Uma ebuya uJesu, uma fika, uyokuthola yini ukukholwa noma mhlamba abaningi bayishiyile indlela, bakushiyile ukukholwa, bakushiyile ukumlandela uJesu ngeqiniso.
When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith amongst us? Will he find faith on the earth? Will he find people with faith in him? Or will he find people that have turned their backs on him and have lost their faith in him?
Uma sahlelwa ilingo, uma hlaselwa, uma kufika lokhu nalokhu, kodwa okusalayo, mayifika indodana yomuntu, iyofica kusekhona yini ukholwa na phakathi kithi.
When temptation comes, when tests come, when persecution comes, will he come and find faith amongst us?
Oh,
may it be that Jesus will be able to say, I've never before seen such faith amongst the children of men. Where Jesus will say, I've never seen people that hold on to me and that keep their faith in me during such difficult times such
as these.
Where he says, I've never seen people so united as now and as these people, where he's amazed about it. You know, that something like that even raises hope in Jesus. When Jesus sees that faith amongst the children of men, he then says, my death on the cross was not in vain.
Uyamangala uma ebona ukholwa okunje kulona wesifazane wezizwe.
He was amazed when he saw this faith of this woman from the nations.
Kusiphosela enkulu inselelo thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
What a challenge this is to us children of God.
Uficane uJesu kweyethu impilo.
What does Jesus find in your and my life?
Isabonakala ivangeli?
Is the gospel still to be seen?
Noma kubonakala abantu abasenyameni?
Or people who are in the flesh?
Awubaningi abantu abahamba ngokwenyama.
There are many who walk in the flesh.
Baningi abantu abacabanga izinto zenyama.
There are many who think upon the things of the flesh.
Baningi abantu abangacabangi njengokucabanga kaJesu.
There are many people who don't think the thoughts of Christ.
Ikho lokho kumele sibuze khona, mayifika indodana yomuntu isayokufica ukukholwa na.
And that's why we need to ask ourselves this question: when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith?
Tholakala inhliziyo zethu ihlanzekile.
Will he find our hearts pure and clean?
Tholakala simunye enkosini.
Will he find us one in the Lord?
Tholakala simthanda kakhulu uJesu kunaqala.
Will he find our love more fervent than ever?
Sithi lesisikhathi kuyisikhathi lapho sihlungeka khona, sirefinewa khona, sicwengisiswa khona kuyisikhathi esimnandi noJesu.
Can we say that this time where we are pruned, we are refined, we are sanctified, where we can say, this is a wonderful time with the Lord Jesus? We say, well, before I've prayed, yes, I was able to pray. But now when I pray, I see heaven shaken because I bring my need before God and I see him answering. We say, when I pray, I see and I feel that contact with him, that there is contact because I see his response and answer.
ngibambene nophilayo uye futhi ongqinisayo usuku nosuku.
Where you experience being revived and quickened by your Savior, and you can say that relationship with him is real.
Ngizwa ngimunye nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu angilwazi loluthando olunjena ludalwe uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi ngibambene noNkulunkulu.
We say this love which I feel and which I have towards God's children, it's supernatural, it's God's love poured out in my heart.
Kodwa iqiniso lilonke mayisibuka uJesu ubonani.
But the truth is, when Jesus looks at our lives and looks at our hearts, what does he find? Where are you?
Or
it doesn't matter where you are, whether in South Africa. This side of the river, that side of the river, it doesn't matter. But what does Jesus see in you? Whether you're on the other side of the ocean or this side of the ocean, is Jesus amazed about your faith?
UJesu thintwa ilona wesifazane. Noma sesimnikeze simphendula ngalendlela nokho akakhathali lo wesifazane uyaphikelela.
No matter what answers Jesus gave this woman, but she persevered. She didn't stop. And in the end, Jesus was amazed about her faith. Stubbornness is terrible. A Christian should never be stubborn. But perseverance concerning God is something totally different. When you persevere in the things of God without growing tired, it's wonderful. I remember a certain story which Reverend Stegan related. I won't be able to relate it as he did, but I think you'll find and you'll understand the gist of the story.
Amatilos. Nabantu babesemkhunjini behamba bebheke ngaphesheya.
There were some sailors in a ship and they were on the ocean.
Uma bephakathi olwandle umkhumbi wabo waba nenkinga.
And it was a sailboat or a ship with sails and masts, and when they were on the sea the ship had a problem.
Kubonakala futhi ukuthi kunomoya omkhulu ngeke baphile ngeke ba survive la.
A great storm and a squall arose, and their life was in danger.
Lana kulomkhumbi bahamba ngayo khona imkhumbi yanimncane abayibekayo lana ukuthi makwenzeke inkinga basebenzise yona mabefuna ukuthi baphunyuke enkingeni abadibene nayo phakathi olwandle.
And they had some smaller boats on that ship which they could use when they were in need to be rescued.
Kuthiwa ke base bebona ukuthi hayi khona ngeke sisinde la ngono sikhumule masinyane umkhumbi lo singene kuona ukuze sigwedle siphumele sikwazi ukuphumelela la sotholakala ukuthola khona usizo.
And so they realized, look, there's no hope, the ship can't be saved, we've got to get one of those boats now and that will be our only hope.
Kodwa ke nakulo mkhumbi lo kunemithetho yakhona akuvele gitshelwe noma ikanjani.
But you can't just get into those boats any old how.
Nakulomkhumbi lo kumele ukuthi kuba abantu abangaka isindo esingaka makungaphezulu kwalokho asakwazi ukuthi ungene kulomkhunja nomncane.
And in those boats you only can have so many climbing into those boats, otherwise it's an overload and everybody will die.
Baxhumaka abantu bangena kulomkhumbi kuyisibalo esithile okumele ukuba kungena abantu kulomkhumbi lo.
And so everybody got into the little boat, and it was the number that nobody else could still get into the boat.
And
somebody realized and said, you know, if I stay behind now, then it's my end.
Wazama ke manje ukuthi abambelele la kulesi skephe engapha esemanzini abanye bangaphakathi kulesi skejana lesi.
So the others were in the rescue boat, but this person was just holding on the outside.
Bamtshela bathi akufanele ukuthi ubambelele uhambe nathi wena sizoba sengozini nathi.
And they said, "No, you can't hold on to us. You're putting us into danger." So as the boat was moving away from the ship, this man was just clinging on for dear life onto that boat. And they were telling him, "Let go, let go." And he was just holding on. "Let go of this boat. We all are endangered by you." But he didn't listen to that. He held on to that boat for dear life.
And
so they got an axe and they chopped off his fingers of the one hand that was holding onto the boat.
And
the one hand, he couldn't hold on to that with on the boat anymore. He could only hold on with one hand.
And
they were shouting at him. They said, "Let go, let go. We can't all hold up, be rescued. You will bring us all into danger if you hold onto this boat."
Ha, lona kezwa ulokhe bambelele ngesandla sodwa uyaqhubeka siyaqhubeka isikephe lesi.
And the person didn't listen. He held on to the boat with his one hand.
Hayi sigcino bakhiphe imbazo noma inkemba bamshengele sisandla lesi sokugcina abambelele ngaso isigcino wabambelela ngamazinyo.
And then they took an axe or a sword and they chopped off the fingers of the other hand. And then he held on with his teeth, holding on to that boat for dear life. He couldn't hold on anymore with his hands. His fingers had been chopped off, and he held on with his teeth.
Eventually
they said, "Look, let's just pull him into the boat," and it's just taking him in, and that is how he was saved. His life was
saved.
And that is how he was saved. He persevered. He said, "Look, I've just got to hold on." When they chopped off the one hand, he held on with the other. When they chopped off that hand, he held on with his teeth. He said, "I've got to be saved." And by that, he was rescued. And this woman didn't give up. She just didn't give up. She held on. She persevered. She wanted her daughter to be delivered from that demon.
Khuluma nawe mntomusha, wena osuphelelwe yithemba, wena ofuna uqalaze emuva. Uyambona lo wesifazane ukuthi uphikelela kanjani na?
Now you young person, you want to give up hope? You want to go back to the world? Do you see how this woman was and how she persevered?
Uyabona mntomusha wena ufuna ukuyifanisa nezwe, ofuna ukugqoka njengezwe, ofuna ukwenza izinto engahambisani noNkulunkulu, ufuna ukubuyela emuva ngaleyo ndlela. Uyambona lona owaphelelwa wayesengasenazandla kodwa wabambela ngamazinyo ngenxa yalokho ayekufuna wakuthola.
You who are being drawn to the world like as if with a magnet, the worldly fashions, the worldly ways. Look at this woman, how she persevered. Look at that man, how even when his hands were chopped off, he still persevered.
Hlolisisa inani
ofuna ukudayisa ngale ivangeli ulidayisa ngakuphi okunenani elingakanani na?
Tell me, for how much are you prepared to sell the gospel? What value does it have to you?
Ivangeli ulinganisa nezinhlamvu engamashumi amathathu njengoba kwenza uJudas.
When you weigh up the gospel, does it only carry the weight of 30 pieces of silver like with Judas?
Kodwa ubusisiwe lo ozothi ngifuna ukumfuza lo wesifazane ekuphikeleleni ekuzuzeni nasekutholeni okuhle.
But blessed is the one who will take after this woman in her perseverance, who said, I will persevere until I receive that good thing which I need, that which the Lord can offer me.
Umebuka uJesu ebesethi angaze ngikubone ukholo nje.
When Jesus looked at her, he said, I've never seen such faith before.
Umeyibuka impilo yami uJesu athi angaze ngikubone ukholwa engikufice laphaya noma izimo zilikhune kodwa nokho bayaphikelela ukuhamba ngendlela efanele, bayaphikelela ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu, bayaphikelela ekuthembekeni. Athi uJesu angibashiyi nami lapha.
And when Jesus looks at your and my life, can he say, I've never seen such faith before? I've never seen such perseverance. I've never seen such trust. No matter how much the persecution, how fierce it may be, but the way that they persevere, I'll be with them and I'll help them.
UJesu ufuna insizwa, ufuna intombi, ufuna mama, ufuna baba abazokuma noma kume kuphendleleni yabo. Asishintshi, asisuki lapha, sizomlandela yena uJesu. Siye lapha esikhombisa khona ukuba siye khona, asina kusuka kuyena, sisuswe inhlamba engamashumi amathathu zesiliva.
Jesus wants young men, young women, fathers, mothers, older men, older women who are prepared to persevere, to go through, who won't sell him for 30 pieces of silver.
What a blessed message.
Umbiko oyisibusiso.
Anything you need to be saved has been given to you on a silver platter.
Noma ngabe kuphi ubukudinga ukuze usindiswe ukunikeziwe ukulethelwe ngeplate.
Nobody can leave this service saying I did not know, I have not heard.
Akekho ngaphuma kule nkonzo ethi bengingazi futhi angizwanga.
This woman had the recipe of success.
Lo wesifazane wekade ephethe ithako zonke zempumelelo.
And the main ingredient of her recipe.
Esona sithako esikhulu kunazo zonke.
Was faith.
Kwakukholo.
But there's maybe one other ingredient which I just want to mention.
Kodwa mhlawumbe khona okunye nje kodwa engithanda ukubalula.
Which was very prominent with her.
Okwakugqamile kubonakala kakhulu kuyena.
Humility.
Ukuzithoba.
Friends, without humility, you can have all the faith in the world. You will not be able to get the blessing which the Lord has for you.
Zihlobo ngaphandle kokuzithoba ngaba nokukholwa okungakanani kodwa mangekho ukuzithoba ngeke usithole leso sibusiso uNkulunkulu afuna ufinyelele kusona.
There was a mixture of carnal reactions that she met up with from the disciples.
Kwakukhona akuthole impendulo abhekana nazo ezibonakala kwenyama ayithola kubafundi bakaJesu.
And a spiritual reaction from the Lord Jesus.
Ekuthola futhi nokuphendula okungokomoya akuthola kuJesu.
It is difficult to discern what was carnal and what was spiritual.
Kubenzima ukuhlukanisa ukuthi ikupho bekokomoya ikupho kwenyama.
Because both humiliated her.
Ngoba konke lokhu uma bekuqhamuka bekumthobisa.
There are people that come here with the greatest faith you can imagine.
Kukhona abantu abafika la benokholo okukhulu ongeke uze ukucabanga.
But then when the disciples of the Lord,
kodwa uma ngabe abafundi benkosi,
do not treat them in the way they think they should,
bengabaphathi ngendlela le bona ebebelindele ukuphathwa ngayo.
In Zulu you say uyachabangela umuntu. That means you are thinking on behalf, you think what that person is supposed to think in your opinion.
Njoba kusho ukuthi ucabangele omunye umuntu ubacabangela ukuthi bacabangani kodwa lokho kukuwena ukubona kwakho.
Listen to this. They spend days and months and years fighting with the disciples because they think they are not being treated justly in order to get to the Lord Jesus.
Bahlala insuku, bahlala amaviki, bahlala inyanga, bahlala iminyaka bebhekene nalokhu benokuphambana nabafundi ngabethi abafunda babaphathi ngendlela efanele ukuze bafinyelele kuJesu.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because they are too proud to humble themselves and submit to whatever the Lord expects of them.
Ngoba baphakeme, abakwazi ukuzithoba, bavume lokhu iNkosi bafunela khona.
Oh dear friend, dear brother, dear sister.
Awuzihlobo mfowethu dadewethu.
May God give you the faith that this woman had. But may He also give you the humility that this woman had. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this blessed message. Oh, Lord, truly, you knew and you know the heart of man.
Impela Nkosi, wena uyazi futhi ubuyiqona inhliziyo yomuntu.
How deceitful our hearts are, how crooked our hearts are.
Ukuthi Nkosi zikhohliseke kangakanani inhliziyo zethu nokuthi zonakele kangakanani.
How pride we can be.
Ukuthi Nkosi impakamo isingena kalula kangakanani.
And you've given us the answer to all that in one piece from your word. It is true gold. May there be nobody that misses out on what you've been trying to tell us today.
Angathi Nkosi ngebe kho umuntu noyedwa lahlekelwayo yilokho ubuzama ukuzivezela khona namhlanje.
And when the flesh is there wanting to argue and to debate.
Lapho Nkosi inyama ivuka ifuna ukuphikisana ifuna ukuthi ibe nembuzo eminingi.
When the flesh is there to want to fight to be trusted in a just way.
Lapho inyama ivuka ilwa ifuna ukuthi ithembeke ifuna ukuthi kube nobulungiswa ngokwayo.
May your Holy Spirit overcome our proud and carnal minds.
Angathi Nkosi umoya wakho ongcwele ngabe wona onqobayo Nkosi unqobe lezi ingqondo zethu eziphakeme futhi ezibuka izinto ngokwenyama.
And Lord, those who want the faith.
Labo Nkosi abafuna ukholo.
One man came to you and you asked him, do you want to believe? And he said, Lord, I want to. Please help my unbelief. If there's such a person listening today, please help their unbelief. That nobody will miss out on your glorious salvation. We ask this in the name of our glorious Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.